individual governments and the NTRCs in the various states of the broader OECS can decide we will not approve a merger, and so they may have to operate individually. However, they may have their own way of managing the operation, or they may decide to merge. So it's the individual governments which agree whether or not it is in the interest of each state for there to be a merger as such. If they do not agree, as you say, then the companies may have to operate individually as they are. Of course, they could have management agreement in terms of how they go forward. But in terms of their operation, they maintain their name, they maintain their assets in the form as it is, and they operate as individual entities. If government agreed to merge, however, there may be some issues which the government wants to ensure happen. Of course, government has to protect people's interests. Mergers give the new entity more market space, bigger market space. And bigger market space means your resources would be pooled. It also means that you have a larger clientele. It also means that you could have efficiencies. And that means you have the time, the effort, and the resources to invest in new areas of advancement as such. Technologies, for example, you could improve on that. You could also reduce costs. And you could also have rationalization of the firm, laying off of some, rationalizing the operation, cutting costs, and improve in quality. So there are benefits there, really. At the same time, as we say, a monopoly means that you may have the opportunity, as we have in the case where there was Caribbean Star and Liat, prices were cheaper, they were actually competing. Now it's no longer, we see prices gone up again, and things of this sort.